93, 94, 95, 96,
97, 98, 99,
100!
I hear their voices all the time. Every second of every year. Every waking thought, every dream is trespassed by them.
Catch you!
My stepchildren.
Why don't you then? I'm starving.
Shutters and doors cannot close them out. Not anymore. They're inside my heart. Inside my head.
Silly.
Insidious brats making me hate. While everything they say and do seems to mock me with their royal precedence.
Little Triller.
My head bursts with them.
Little?
Sometimes I feel I could take a knife and cut them out. Dig them out. I hear them as I sleep. I hear them in church.
On a shelf.
Even as I beg absolution for wishing them dead, I hear their voices. Louder than the priests. Louder than my own.
Pitched himself. Not all the men in the land I can put little Triller right again.
The thought is with me all the time, Father. I plan their deaths 1,000 times a day.
The thought, though sinful, harms none but yourself.
The step between thought and deed is so easy. With magic. With magic, I could so quickly make the thought the deed.
All people have magic within themselves, but none has the power, the freedom of conscience, to use it. Least of all, Your Royal Highness.
I hate my stepchildren, Father, without consideration, without conscience.
No.
Purely.
No. If Your Highness were without conscience, then you would not be seeking absolution for your thoughts.
I no longer shall. I've come to terms with my life. I must accept what is right for me. I cannot spend my time on earth filled with hatred. I accept that I wish my stepchildren dead. I want them dead. Or as though dead in life. And I shall pray to attain that end. I shall use some magic that will rid me of them. These princes and their princess.
The birds. See the birds. I would like to fly like a bird.
You are like a bird, sister.
Fine. On the anniversary of my marriage to the king, I shall weave magic that will rid me of their voices. Forever.
I'd be scared to fly.
The Wild Swans by John Peacock. Based on the story by Hans Christian Andersen, with Angela Pleasance.
Gift of all,
the greatest gift, most beautiful, and most dutiful wife of these 3 years.
I am honored by your
stepmother to my children. I salute you.
I am honored by your generosity and love, sir.
And I by yours, m'lady. Huh? Where are my princes? Huh? Where is my princess?
Your wife of the king, Ellie. I have sent them away, my lord. I want you to send the guests away also. Tonight is for us alone. Just yourself, the music makers, and I. Send them away.
Tonight, my lady, everything you desire shall be yours.
Yes.
Edric!
Everything. As though dead in life.
So still outside, nurse. The night is absolutely calm. No wind in the trees. No animals. Nothing. I can hear nothing but the music.
I can't even hear that, cherub. God did for my ears a long time ago.
I think you hear what you want to hear, nurse.
Maybe I do. Books. Look at these books. Books that cost half a kingdom lying about. I might be too old to hear properly, but I'm not too old to smack an idle princess's bottom.
I wish my brothers hadn't been moved across the courtyard.
What? Well, they're not far away.
I'm frightened.
There's never anything in this world to be frightened of. As for the princes, they're grown up now.
That's what she said.
Who's she when she's at home?
Stepmother.
Maybe stepmother said right.
Elrond isn't grown up yet.
They're princes of the realm now. Arne, Kurt, Johann, Peter, Eric. Why, Arne's nearly as big as his father. They have better rooms, bigger, and manservants. Too much for an old woman like me to handle.
I want to be with them.
And besides, it's not right. Why do you want to be with them? This is a nice room, a room for a princess. Oh, come here. Sit by me. Come on. There. Nursery's done, Elise. No more games. You'll be groomed to be a lady to find a husband. And I'll settle quietly into old age at your side. Sit back and see what you make of the life I've taught you all. If the good Lord chooses. But rough and tumble's over. Hide and seek's gone. We've done with games. I'll comb your hair, my pet. I'll tie it in braids, and we'll embroider.
Wolf knows something's wrong. Stay with me. Just for tonight, I mean.
Whatever for?
I'm frightened.
I told you. There's nothing to be frightened of.
I think there is.
Dream in your drunken sleep, sire. Louder. Louder!
A short while ago from this window, I could see everything. Elrond waved to me from his room across the courtyard. Now I can't see it. It's shrouded in mist.
It's the time of year for mists.
And the music from the hall. It's thicker, softer, as though it were fighting through wool to reach us.
I'll put another log on the fire. Too much reading, balderdashery.
Wolf knows.
Nice fat pine log. Oh. Pine logs make the night pass quicker.
Please, stay.
Oh, I've a husband and a home to go back to, young lady. Animals to tend.
Then leave the candles alight.
Do you want me to close these casement shutters?
No. No, not yet.
Give me your cheek, my pet. I have to go. Good night.
Good night, nurse.
Me to my husband, and you to your bed. Chuk, 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 chuk. Games are done, my cherub. I am an old woman who loves you all. I know that nothing will hold back what must be.
The music has gone. I've got to find my brothers. I must go to Elrond. The door won't open. No, I... Elrond!
The princes. Stepsons. Dead. As though dead in life. Arnie. Carl. Eric. Elrond. Peter. Cease their voices. Cease their voices. Klaus. Sven. Hans. Transmute. As though dead.
The music stopped in the Great Hall, Arnie.
No. It's too early. I can't hear it.
I think he's right. Open the door, Peter.
Why me?
Oh, all right. There's something the matter with it. It's stuck.
I'll try. It's jammed. Try the windows, Elrond.
I've only just closed them.
Go on. See if the hall is still lit up.
Arnie, there's nothing there. No palace, no sky, no trees, no sound. Just blackness.
You can't be blind. He's right. Look. I think there is something about to happen that the Holy Fathers would say was truly dreadful.
Quiet, Klaus.
I know it.
I feel sick, Arnie.
So do I.
My arms.
My leg hurts.
Someone is using magic.
Against us. Someone hates us so much.
Magic? To do what?
I'm scared.
We're all together.
Put your arm around me, Arnie. Please. Please, I...
Shh. Now, listen. We must all be very quiet and still.
I can't help it. My arms, legs, my shoulders. Arnie! Arnie! Arnie, help me!
His body is changing. His arms are...
Do something! Arnie! Arnie!
My beloved brothers have gone. They disappeared in the night. All that was found in their room were feathers. White feathers from the breast of the wild swan.
Let me bring the Princess Elise to you, Your Majesty.
No.
But you are so ill. You must see her.
No, shh. No. I will speak with you alone. You have been mother to all my children.
since the firstborn, since Arne, my namesake, you have reared them as your own. From the eldest to Elrond, the youngest.
I have loved. I do love them greatly, as I loved and honored their good mother and yourself, sire.
Yet I betrayed them. No, you all. I foolishly worshipped the beauty of that woman above all else. My second wife has cost me with her greed more than my life is worth.
Oh, no, lie still. Say nothing. You were a good man, a great king.
She used magic to rid me of my son.
No, still.
But even she... Listen, I am dying. The pain inside my head that stops me moving from this bed grows worse. When I am gone, Margrethe, the queen, will try to kill Elise and my sons.
But the princes...
No. They are not dead.
No, men.
Even she could not summon enough power for that. They are bewitched. They are transformed to live out their days on this earth as swans.
Swans?
From dawn to dusk, they fly the heavens. At night, they are my sons. Elise must find them. She alone can free them of their enchantment. No. Must help her to escape from this castle before they murder her.
Oh.
Already the queen's kinsfolk hover in distant rooms of our home. I hear them arrive. I hear their voices in rooms I cannot reach. They wait for my grief to kill me. Believe me, nothing, nothing will turn the queen from her path of bloodlust. She will kill my children and inherit my crown. You must save Elise. You must. Give me your hand.
Sir.
Take this key. It opens the water gate beneath the castle, the one we used for Arne's safety as a child during our great war, you remember?
From below the kitchens, the tunnel under the moat.
Yes. Tonight, you must get Elise away.
Tonight? But my lord...
There is so little time. Swear you will do this.
I will do as you command, but...
Swear
I
it.
Beg you to see her first.
Swear it!
I so swear.
I cannot summon her in case the queen is put on her guard. I will die soon. Elise must find and cure her brothers. Now, let me kiss the hand that guards my daughter.
Of your majesty.
Only yourself and Edric know how close to death I am. Tell no one. I've trusted you both with all I have left.
I shall do as you wish, sire.
Thank you. Then go.
Oh.
Edric, good and faithful. Is the king better? Or is the king worse?
His Majesty spoke with the Princess Elise's nurse this morning and to me this afternoon. Whatever impression His Majesty tries to make on you, madam, there is no doubt, no doubt at all, that the king is dying.
So, I want guards posted at every entrance to the castle. No one must enter or leave until I give the order. Until the king is dead. Order the guards as though for His Majesty's safety. They will shoot to kill anyone attempting to leave the castle. On sight.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I will sit beside my dearest husband and comfort him.
The guards seem to be everywhere. We must be quick. Make haste.
Yes.
There. I beg you, Cheddar. There is the gate you see in front of us. Now, where's the key? Oh, here we are. Oh, the water's deep. There used to be no water, bone dry. That's the way it was. Turn the key. We turn the key.
We turn the key.
Now, you must pull with me, Princess.
All your strength. More.
Oh, it's done.
Come with me. Please come with me.
No, I must stay here. I have my part yet to play. Go now.
Hold me.
My love, my little thing.
Bear hug.
My love.
Hurry.
What will they do if they find you?
Well, now, what could they possibly do that would cause me more pain than if they were to harm my cherub? Quickly, go now.
God be with you.
God be with you.
Oh, close.
Who's there?
Turn the key. I turn the key. We turn the key.
Who goes there?
I throw the key away.
Look there, then. Quickly.
I lead them away.
Stop or we shoot.
Me, maybe, but not my cherub.
Stop.
Run, my pet. Over the fields and away.
Shoot.
My pet.
We've got whoever it is.
Close boat. Let me in.
Through the heart.
It's an old woman.
The nurse. It's the princess's nurse.
Princess has not been found. Still, I hear their voices within me. As long as they live, I fear them. The music of rejoicing obliterates nothing. The crown is as borrowed, not mine, to be returned. I will issue a proclamation, Edric, to be read out on the day of my coronation in the square of every village, town, and city in my kingdom.
These birds, carriers of sickness, bringers of plague and death, may be obliterated from the realm of our noble and gracious sovereign.
That was a wild swan. Go find Bruno. Go fetch, boy. I think you've got the devil in you today. The very devil incarnation in you. What's that? What else have you found there? Nothing worth more than the gold I'll get for that creature's neck elsewhere. I'll swear an oath on that. Come on, boy. Get out.
Please.
Who are you, lass? What do you want?
Please, I beg you, sir. spare the life of this swan.
Now, why should I do that? Where's Midnight? Come on, out of my way.
Please.
Out, girl. This knife that cuts this throat will bring my family enough money for food to last them a 2 months. Would you have them starved to death, my bairns and wife, for the sake of this plague carrier, the bringer of damn pestilence?
Kill me, rather. Please.
You're a swan girl. Who they call the swan girl. Is it right?
Yes. I am who people call the swan girl.
Well, what do you ask me, then? If you are she, tell me, what does the swan girl want of me?
I shall ask you, as I ask all those I find, not to cut off the head of this swan until the sun has gone down, until dusk.
Swan's wounded. It's no use now. Swan cannot fly. I no more, not now.
Tis almost dusk. I beg you.
Then I can have the head.
Then you can have the head, sir. Then you can have the head.
Well, I and dog here, we hunger for our meal.
Please, wait.
Swan lass. As others have waited for you, I suppose so shall Jacob. But why pick on me and my swan?
Because I came by you.
And what kindness is it that will not put this bird out of its misery as soon as it were best? Say, the bolt through its neck.
I know.
Well then, what sense?
Wait. My beauty. Elrond.
It's cruel, lass. Cruel you're being.
Shh. The sun. The sun is going down.
The sun has gone.
No!
Why do you have to prolong the creature's agony, eh?
There's a little sun.
Oh, no. It's gone. It's night. Let me there with my knife. There. It's well done. Creature's at peace now.
Yes.
And my family will eat.
So cold. It's so cold. La, 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 la. I'll never find you. 3 years I have searched. Rain. Lie down. Lie down here. Sleep. I must not give up. I must not give up. I must not. If Mother or my nurse were here, they'd know what to do. Mother's dead. I fear Nurse is dead. But sometimes I almost hear her. I used to laugh with her. How I would laugh. What would she say now? I know. Chuck, chuck.
Chuck,
chuck. Chuck,
chuck. Chuck, chuck, my cherub.
Or something like that.
Laugh, you laugh, my pet. I'm here. No harm will come. Nothing in the world to be afraid of.
Where? Where?
Where I can help you.
I'll never find my brothers. Never break their enchantment. Not now.
You will, my pet lamb. Nurse is dead where nurse can help. Logic. Be logical. Your stepmother kills all swans in the kingdom, so where would they be, eh?
In another kingdom?
I have heard tell that to the north of here, swans have been seen, wild swans, 11 wild swans, flying across the coast, as they do every year. Oh, it's the white berries that give you stomach ache, my lamb.
I'll travel north.
That's right, cherub.
North to the coast.
Follow the river.
Yes.
To the sea. The river rolls on untiringly, grinding and polishing the hardest pebbles. You must learn to be as untiring as they.
Soon, I know, you will lead me to my brothers. I will sit here, furthest to the sea, and wait, and wait. The gulls are leaving. The sun is setting. Swans! There are wild swans. One is near. No! Swan, come here! The sun! The sun! Don't hope! The sun has gone. Yet the swan is here. Beloved brothers!
We live across the sea, but three times a year we fly back to visit the grave of Mother at Edinburgh, and to see you.
We fly over the castle.
It's just the same.
Once Margareta saw us.
What happened?
She got Eric shot.
Oh, my arm, just above the elbow.
We were flying over the apple grove when she looked up. One of her archers took a crossbow and aimed it, funnily enough, at Elrond. It missed him, but clipped Eric's wing. It scored right through his feathers, but he was all right.
Oh, Eric.
Just a bit sore.
It's nothing, really. I expect he will show it to you tomorrow. You can see the mark where the bolt went right through the feathers.
So many swans have been murdered at her command.
We know. Many have crossed the sea with us to be safe from harm.
And yet you still return.
Not to see you, you know.
Chuk, chuk to you.
Nurse.
Yes, you know. You still play the pipe?
What? The lute now? Always with me. Sven plays the shawm.
I've learnt the tabor.
And what about you, wicked one?
I play the drum.
I'm sure you do. Oh, here's Klaus.
I've been getting food.
Are you still as always hungry as ever?
Have to be careful nowadays. I want my wings to get me off the ground.
He does all the cooking.
Elise, we've spoken often of what we should do if ever we found you. The journey across the sea for us takes two whole days. We cannot really risk staying here any longer.
I know, Arnie.
In the middle of the ocean, there's a rocky crag rising up from the waves. At the end of the first day, just as the sun begins to set, it seems God-given that our webbed feet touch land, just as we're about to regain human form. Now, we want to take you with us, Elise. Before daybreak, we'll make a net large enough to hold you. There are 11 of us, 10 to carry and 1 to shield you from the sun. But there is a danger. Should the sea be rough, or should carrying the net slow us down at all, we may not make the rock by the end of the first day, in which case we should become human, fall to the sea, and perish. Every one of us wants to take that risk with you, Elise. Do you agree?
Dear Arnie, yes, I will.
Then we must make our net.
Sky is becoming lighter.
Well, we're ready.
Gather round me. I don't want to be without any of you at this moment.
The sun is rising.
God be with us.
As soon as we change, we shall fly.
Put your head in my lap, Elrond.
Hold me. Elrond is afraid each time. He cries.
Don't be still, my love. Don't shiver so. Shh, shh. Dear Elrond. Dear brothers.
Day has come.
Elise! Safe journey, my wild swans. Fly straight. Fly swift with me. Fly. Fly. So high. Who shields me from the sun? Ahead! The sky is darker, blacker. Is that what you're saying? A storm! Oh no! We cannot turn back! We are too far from land! God keep us safe!
Tomorrow we shall be home, our new homeland. I pray to God that there I shall find a way of saving my brothers, of freeing them from their torment, though it takes me the years of my life.
The darkness and light are both alive.
Steady, boy. Steady. The hunt has turned away?
Inland. Away from the coast.
Away from the sanctuary.
As you requested, Your Majesty.
I would not have the swans harmed. Not for the world. Let's leave our horses for the moment, Valdemar. I want to talk with you. So many swans, as far as the eye can see, have crossed the ocean to find sanctuary in my kingdom. She tends them all, as though they were people, her children.
The Swan Girl. Some say sorceress.
Some say saint, Valdemar. A year ago, when we came for the winter hunting, I saw her for the first time. The most beautiful girl I had ever seen, or have seen since. I spoke to her, but she was shy and would not tell me her name even. I first saw her down there, below us, on the beach. The sanctuary. I had to come back this year. I saw her yesterday again. From a distance. But it was as if we were standing, well, closer than you and I. As if there were no distance at all separating us. Tomorrow, I must return to Christianstadt.
I see, Your Majesty. You would like me to arrange a meeting.
Not a meeting, as you put it, Valdemar. You will speak to the woman, find out all there is to know about her, bring her back to Christianstadt, and arrange a marriage.
Your Majesty is not serious.
I have never been more serious.
But
there is no more to say. She will have everything she wants. I will take her from the coldness of the sea and the wildness of the swans. Come, we'll rejoin the hunt at Casper's lodge. I will have you at my side, Swan Girl, in Christianstadt!
I will have you at my side, Swan Girl, in Christianstadt!
I heard him. I swear, I heard him.
It isn't much, but it is food.
Don't moan.
I'm not. Thank you.
Sing hey, sing ho, sing songs of love.
Do you remember that?
Of course I do. I'm not very hungry, Klaas. Only a little for me.
Sister Alice, Sister Alice.
There was a stranger at the sanctuary today.
Yes, I saw him as well. Two of them, actually.
What did they look like?
The one I saw was about 27, 28. Fair hair. He was riding a black stallion.
The other was much older. Pass that, Hans. 45 or so.
Thanks.
Did you see them?
Me? No, not today. I met someone. Someone like the person you described. About 12 months ago.
The young one was very lordly. Handsome.
You never said you'd met anyone.
What was there to say?
That you'd met him.
Oh, Arnie.
What was he like to you?
He was very charming. He went away, and that was the end of that.
Did you talk?
He did.
You haven't seen him since?
What is this? As a matter of fact, I thought I saw him yesterday, but only from afar.
Oh. Did he say he would come back?
No.
But you thought he would?
You wouldn't go away and leave us, would you, Elise?
What? No. No. Don't be silly. I say no. But sometimes I think I could. Sometimes, like now, when you're all asleep in your beds. Sometimes I think I could. To get away from this life. What is it, anyway? What is my life? 3 years we've been here, waiting for the miracle that doesn't happen.
It is not life that is important. It is the courage we bring to it.
I have none left, nurse. It is spent. My spirit may as well be dead with you as here.
Balderdashery cherub. They depend on you out there. Fortitude. You have more. Come on, pet lamb. The tests of life are starting. I will tell you how to break the spell.
Remember, triumph and be blessed, little love. Around the cave are many nettles. You must pick them with your bare hands and tread them with your bare feet until they are as flax. And from that, you must make twine with which to knit 11 shirts with long sleeves. When you have finished and cast a shirt over each of your brothers, the spell will be broken. You must tell no one of what you are doing, and from the second you pick the first nettle, your lips must be sealed. Whether it takes months or years, you must not break your pledge of secrecy and silence.
If I do?
Why then, well, your life will continue as before. But your brothers will perish as surely as though they had been pierced through the heart.
What if there are not enough nettles?
Well, you may also use nettles that grow in graveyards. But that is all.
How do I know the spell will work?
Oh, you don't, child.
Can you give me no sign? No pledge?
No. You must not even tell your brothers what you do.
But how?
Have faith, cherub.
What about Elrond, then? Is he coming or isn't he?
You must all go. Take flowers for me to lay on our mother's grave and say a prayer for me there.
I want to stay.
What sort of prayer, Elise?
You must go, darling. I shall be here, waiting. You are my beloved brothers. From this moment on, doubt me not. Whatever happens, doubt me not.
What are you doing?
Don't pick those, they'll sting.
What did you do that for? Look at your hands.
Nettles sting.
Elise, what are you looking like that for?
Why do you do it?
Talk.
Say something.
Shh. Our sister. I understand, Elise. Something has happened, hasn't it? You will make the miracle for us. Dearest Elise.
Will it be soon?
When?
Oh, God.
Elise.
Come. It will soon be dawn. Kiss your sister goodbye. We shall lay flowers on Mother's grave and pray for your task.
Will you talk when we get back?
Goodbye, sister. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Elise. Take care of yourself.
We'll fly straight back.
Goodbye, sister. The waves of the sea are softer than your hands, my cherub. Yet they can form and shape hard stones. But they cannot feel the pain that your fingers will feel. The waves have no hearts, and so they do not know fear. The suffering that you must endure. I work for my brothers. The nettles burn and blister, but there is no returning. Not now.
Hello? I'm sorry, I did not mean to startle you. My name is Valdmar. An emissary of His Majesty, King Christian. Are you who they call the Swan Girl? Have I startled you into silence? Perhaps you have lived so long with the wild birds, you no longer speak our language.
Go away. Go away. Nurse, enter my thoughts. God, send him away.
Are you mute? No, I'm told you can speak and sing most beautifully. No matter, the king has chosen you. He sends you gifts. Don't you want to touch them? You can bring them with you. The king desires that you leave for Christianstadt immediately.
No. Oh, no.
Eva. Holya, sir.
I cannot.
Why do you not speak, Swan Girl? I distrust your silence greatly. Speak. Are these your belongings? Take them away.
Something must happen to stop me leaving. God, be merciful.
They tell me you are good.
I must not speak.
They tell me you are honest. They tell me, and I see, that you are beautiful.
God, strike him that I may stay.
I can find no fault with you. And yet I would have you speak to me, woman. Your silence breathes sorcery.
Do we take these rags, these weeds that she holds, and whatever?
And whatever. We go to Christianstadt at once.
I tell you, there is no sorcery in her.
I spoke to a fisherman who spoke of someone who had seen a swan transform into a human being at the girl's command.
I could show you someone who speaks of someone who has seen the phoenix bird rise from his mother's funeral pyre. I have seen her, Valdemar, and spoken to her, and I swear she is good and virtuous.
Did King Arne swear that across the sea when he first met Margrethe?
No one knows the truth of that. If what you suggest is true, she paid the price.
Yes, Margrethe is dead. But her family rule the kingdom still.
The girl is good.
We are all taken in, sire, by the seeming goodliness in mankind. Do not trust her. I do not believe in a soul without blemish. I do not believe the total purity of this saint. If she shuns society, then there is a reason for doing so. And it is not just to look after swans. I believe that by bringing her here, you have brought a Margrethe. You have brought enchantment amongst us.
If so, it is an enchantment I accept willingly, Valdemar. You are grown cynical in your middle age.
Why does she not speak?
Here she is. Musicians! Now, no more.
Why does she look so mournful?
Go away, Valdemar. Enchantment is amongst us. And how her sadness becomes her.
There is nothing of hers left. Nothing.
She said that whatever happened, we should not doubt her.
Doubt me not. That's what she said.
Yes, but she told me that she would be here, waiting for us, when we got back. She isn't.
What shall we do, Arnie? What shall we do?
She will not let us down, and we mustn't let her down. We will betray her by doubts.
Sing hey, sing ho, sing songs of love. Sister Elise, sing hey, sing ho, sing songs of love. Sister Elise, sister Elise.
8 weeks. I have given you everything and my heart. But still you are sad. Your chambers are wreathed in memories. The carpets are soft velvet pebbles. The walls are silken rocks. Everything you owned is there. Above all, I give you my love. Speak to me. God. What must I do to make you speak?
I can speak poetry through my fingers as they touch his brow. I speak love through my eyes as they kiss him.
I do believe you love me. I see it in your eyes. I want you to be my wife, Princess, for such I believe you are. Princess, will you be queen of my kingdom? Your eyes accept me, and I will hold you to me.
Here, as he holds me, as his lips brush my cheek, then as his head rests against mine, I swear that I do love him, and shall always love him with all my heart.
Some people say I never look for the good in mankind, Princess. If Princess you are. The truth is, I don't believe there is such abundance of good possible in any one person that is credited in you. Saintliness, it has been called. Saintliness. You cover your imperfections too well. Too well for there not to be sorcery. But I will catch you out. I will see that sad smile drop. I will catch you killing a fly, or capture a flicker of triumph on your face over one you dislike. I will trap you with a falsehood in your eye or shame on your cheek. I shall catch your consorts with the devil. Don't talk in your sleep, whatever you do, Princess. Don't talk in your sleep. Someone will hear. My finders of evil are everywhere. And they will prove the sorcery in you. The evil that trapped the king at the instant he saw you. He is not for you. You are enchantment. You are vile enchantment. And Princess, I will see you dead before I see you married to the king.
Why can't you believe in goodness, Valdemar? We search for goodness all our lives. And when we find it, you would have us deny it?
It is not in the nature of things.
Rest a while. Sleep.
I cannot. There is one more shirt to finish. The shirt for Elrond. No more nettles. No. There are no more.
Shh, my love. Hush.
Why do I continue? Why? I could speak, tell the king everything, give myself to his love, and for once in my life be happy.
And would you be happy?
Why not? You say my life will be blessed. What comfort in having a life that is blessed when you are dead? A blessed life, nurse. I would sooner speak and be cursed.
Aaron, what is it?
I was dreaming. Elise. It was about Elise. She doesn't care.
Yes, she does.
Shh. She doesn't.
Come on, back to sleep.
If Elise doesn't care, I want to die.
You must not doubt her. We must not.
Do not speak, Elise. Do not.
I'm sorry. The last shirt is Elrond's. I must find nettles for the flax. I will get them now while everyone sleeps. There is a graveyard by the palace. I have seen it.
The graveyard of Aeneas, my cherub. The graveyard of Aeneas. You must be brave. There will be lamias there, creatures of the night with bodies of serpents and breasts and heads of women, foul spirits of the evil ones now dead. They dwell in the earth, feeding from dusk to dawn on the flesh of the newly buried. They are the devil's servants. You must not show fear, or you will become as them.
Be with me in my thoughts.
be with me.
My lord. My lord, wake up.
What is it? Eva!
The princess has left her chamber.
At last. We will follow her.
The rain is cool. I must not show fear. Ahead of me are my brother's salvation and my happiness. It's so dark.
Take care. Mind your footing. And do not fear the blackness nor the sounds around you. It is the Lamias coming out of the earth to feast.
I will think of my brothers, of Elrond, of Arni, Eric, Hans. I can't move.
Hold it, Hans. The Lamias of Aeneas.
Nurse, the nettles, where?
You must walk through the Lamias.
Young flesh. Old flesh. Cast off jackets of life. Will you eat sisters? Will you be? Do your thought, bitch. What shade haunts you, bitch?
Is one here who knows you will be
Elise. You are Princess Elise.
I am right. Send for the guard, Ivar, and waken the king.
Yes, sir.
His princess consorts with the Lamias, the foul servants of hell.
Why do you sit out here, Elrond?
I'm waiting.
For what?
For dawn. I must find Elise.
Don't doubt.
I'm not doubting.
Then we all shall search for her, the length and breadth of the kingdom, until we find her.
They're touching me, nurse. No!
Elise! With her books! The cost! Half a kingdom! Insidious brat! Look at me! Now!
No! No!
Look!
Don't speak!
Margareta! It's Margareta!
You are still in my head. Still in my thoughts.
Dead. She pays for her sins.
There! Over there, then!
Someone's coming!
The Lamias go with the dawn.
Halt!
It is the king! And Valdemar!
Arrest her.
We will search until we find.
Princess! If princess you are, you have been found guilty by the court sitting here at Christianstadt of sorcery and of consorting with the Lamias in the graveyard of Aeneas, harbingers of evil, feeding on the dead. Is there anything you wish to say in your defense before judgment is passed on you?
Speak. You must speak.
So be it. You will be taken from here to the prison of Christianstadt, there to await execution. The event to take place not more than 48 hours from the time and date of this order. May God have mercy on your soul.
They will burn me at the stake for my silence.
Faith, my love.
I have less than 24 hours of faith left to me in this cell. I made my decision. They have allowed me my shirts and flax. Not enough. Nothing will be fulfilled.
Fortitude. Do not give in. Continue with your work.
I cannot speak. I cannot touch you through the bars. Brother, help me. Help me.
I can hold you. I can dry your eyes. But I cannot save your life unless you speak to me. Or convey to me in some way what your reasons were for being in the graveyard of Aeneas. Were you visiting the Lamias? Shake your head at least. Say you were not in league with them. Can you at least deny it to me?
Please, he must go away now.
Speak not, my lamb. You must be strong.
No.
No. Surely not now.
There is nothing I can do. Outside, they are building the pyre. Tomorrow morning, they will burn your body. But I believe not your soul. Let me look at you for the last time. I shall pray for you throughout the night. Guard!
Sire. Speak. A sign.
As you wish.
There is nothing left now. I will finish this shirt as best I can. Though God knows, I cannot do so before dawn. I have no more nettles.
Sir.
What is it now, Ivar?
There are some young men at the palace gate, demanding to see the king.
Well, they can't. Why bother me with them?
They say they can prove the Swan Girl's innocence.
It's too late. The king is in his chapel. He does not wish to be disturbed. He prays for her soul.
But if they can...
There can be no proof, Ivar. The girl is not innocent.
It is almost dawn. The prison comes awake. I will take the shirts of salvation to the pyre with me. I regret the shirt for my beloved Elrond. Was never finished.
Father!
Majesty?
I am told a group of men demanded to see me who could prove the princess's innocence. Why was I not told?
I thought prayers for the princess's soul more worthwhile, Your Majesty.
The time for prayers is over! I will see them. Take me to them.
They were here, Your Majesty, only minutes ago. You seem to have disappeared.
Even the birds of the air mourn. It is dawn. We will go to the execution.
Stay with me, nurse. Do not leave me in this tumble on my last ride. You were with me at birth. You will be with me at death and through it. The shirts are not finished. They are with me. I saved Arons until the end. He was my favorite, my dearest and closest. Beloved.
My cherub, tears of balderdashery.
The sleeve. All but the sleeve. We have arrived. Was my life so blessed?
Look to the sky. Look to the sky.
Brothers, my brothers, I will throw salvation to you. Arnie, Eric, Sven, Peter, Johan, Klaus, Hans, Carl, Kurt, Lars, and Ron, for you, please.
Papaya, see, the wood that was to be consumed by fire is consumed by roses.
But the boy, the young boy, has the wing of a swan still.
The price of salvation, Valdemar.
My brothers. Cherub, goodbye, my lamb.
May each of you true happiness find.
The Wild Swans by John Peacock was based on Hans Christian Andersen's story, and Angela Pleasance played Elise and Pauline Letts, her nurse. The part of Christian was played by Malcolm Ingram and Valdemar by Philip Voss. King Arne, Stephen Thorne. Queen Margrethe, Valerie Saroof. Arne, Andrew Sear. Elrond, Toby Hales. And the other princes were played by John McAndrew, James Imber, Paul Bradbury, Toby Landor, Francis Wilford, Michael Goodman, Caspar Norman, and Tristram Featherstonhaugh. Jakob, John Bott, Edrich, John Church, and Ivar, Anthony Hyde. With Diana Bishop, Lolly Cockerell, Jenny Lee, Alexander John, Gordon Reed, and Michael Spice. The music was composed, arranged, and conducted by Philip Thorby and played by Musica Antiqua of London. Radiophonic sound by Elizabeth Parker. Technical presentation was by David Greenwood, assisted by Alma Cadzo and Richard Beedsmore. The play was directed by Jane Morgan.